Guys, welcome to another episode of Rhythm and Brews. We've got an episode today that we've been talking about doing for, I want to say, at least a year and a half now,
yeah,
Jared. But I think this was your idea to do an episode on Bond songs.
I'm super excited.
Which I love the idea, but it's just taken forever for us to try to make it happen. And we're just pointing out the fact that as we're recording this episode, my cat is sitting in my lap as I stroke her. It's very
so Blofeld. Perfect.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got some of the classic Bond songs queued up to play for your playlist. But before we get into that, we'll start with BYOB, which we're coming at from a couple different angles today. Do you want to talk about what you brought and why?
Sure. So I brought two beers. I brought Heineken because Heineken is one of the only beers that like James Bond has had product placement wise. Like he drinks Heineken, I think, in Skyfall, maybe Spectre after that too. I think it's pretty late in the game. Like usually they don't endorse beers, but
yeah, because you don't think of him as a beer guy.
Yeah, he's not, but he does drink Heineken. I don't love Heineken. I like it more that now that James Bond drinks it. But I also brought Red Stripe because of in Dr. No, they're in Jamaica and there's Red Stripe all over the place. And I really enjoy Red Stripe, so.
Yeah, I definitely prefer Red Stripe to Heineken, I think, but
yeah,
sure. Both very Bond appropriate. And then I did buy it.
So you're not gonna drink it.
It's called In Hop Nido, and it's an India pale ale by a Berkshire Brewing Company. And you can't see this because this is an audio medium, but the can has a picture of like a very stereotypical spy in a black
like
trench
a spy
coat
versus
on
spy
it.
Looking dude.
Yeah very spy versus spy looking, and he's got hops where his beard should be. Anyway, so pretty on the nose for me, but hopefully it's good. So let's crack these
awesome.
Open and we'll start the playlist.
Cheers.
Before we start this, how'd you go about putting this together?
So I tried to choose five songs from mostly different eras of Bond. I do have two Roger Moore Bond songs in here, but I tried to have a wide range, and I tried to avoid some of like the more obvious, like Skyfall or Goldfinger, just because I'm sure we'll talk about those anyways. But
sure, yeah.
Try to keep it a little bit more unique. Some of my personal favorites.
All right, so what's the first one? Are we going in chronological order?
Yeah, any order, really. I didn't rank them.
We could shuffle it, and we could talk about them as they go. We've been doing that sometimes. It's been kind of fun. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
All right, so let's randomize it, and here we go.
All right, so this is On Her Majesty's Secret Service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love this movie. This movie is so underrated. Have you seen this one?
I have not, actually. I think it might be the only one I've never seen.
So Sean Connery did five of them and then stepped away from the role, and they got George Lazenby, who was like a male model at the time and not really an actor, and he played this very different take on Bond. But that movie rules. And a lot of critics at the time were like, this would be the best Bond movie if Sean Connery was in it.
That sucks.
Yeah, kind of harsh on him.
Is he bad as Bond, despite
I like
the movie
him.
Being good?
He's a softer Bond. There's a really lame joke in the opening scene where like he gets punched in the face and kind of like turns to the camera and is like, this never happened to the other bloke. And it's like breaking the fourth wall. It's weird.
Oof, yeah.
Aside from that line, that movie's pretty great. Telly Savalas plays Blofeld in that one, which is really cool. There's a lot of like skiing. I think it's in the Swiss Alps.
He gets married in it, right?
He does. Yeah, the ending is like super famous. He gets married in the end.
And then his wife immediately gets killed?
Yeah, almost right away. There's that Louis Armstrong song for it called like We Have All the Time in the World that I guess is supposed to be ironic. It's really grim. But it rules. As far as like a unique Bond movie, it holds up. And then George Lazenby didn't want to play Bonds anymore. He went like super counterculture and grew a long beard and thought movies like Easy Rider were the future and like, I don't know, didn't want anything to do with
interesting.
It. So Sean Connery came back for one more.
He grew a Lazen beard?
Yeah, he grew George Lazen beard. yeah, but I like the song. It's kind of a cool like...
No lyrics?
No lyrics, just instrumental, really unique sounding.
Huh.
I hear it in my
head.
Is it
the only one
I...
that is instrumental?
Dr. No and From Russia with Love are like
okay.
Basically the James Bond theme. But this one is like
the James Bond theme on its own rips so hard.
It really does.
I made Kat watch GoldenEye. For she'd never seen it before, so we watched it a couple weeks ago, and
oh man,
just it took me back to being growing up playing GoldenEye and how cool it is to just be playing a first-person shooter with that music in the background. It's
the best. I was saying this recently. I'm like, why the hell don't we have a current Bond game that you play like online?
They tried to make other Bond shooters that were all bad. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been a few that were okay. Do we talk through them all as we go?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is...
You can finish your thought on Her Majesty's Secret Service if you want.
Yeah, all
right, let's get right into it. That was kind of like very old to... Well, I was going to say pretty new, but we're 10 years ago now probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this was 2006. So we're like 15 years almost. It's like 14 years. This is from Casino Royale, Chris Cornell. This is a weird Bond song too, but I love it. Anytime there's a new Bond actor, they try harder than usual to like reinvent it and like see what they can change, and it's usually great.
Yeah, I this song is like whatever, just because I don't really like Chris Cornell's voice.
Same here. It's very like on the edge of butt rock,
but melodically it's very James Bond.
Yeah,
and I remember loving the like title sequence when you first see it, where it's like very casino themed,
all the cards and stuff.
Yeah,
the dotted line like bullets. It's super cool.
And this movie absolutely did what you said. Like it put its own spin on it, but like they tried really hard to make it a great movie. And I think most people, I've read like some rankings recently, put this in top three of Bond movies of all time.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite Bond movie. Like, there are some I have more nostalgia for, but I think this is like the most solid movie.
I think I'm there with you. For me, it's probably between this and GoldenEye.
Yeah, I love GoldenEye. It's one of my favorites too.
But again, that was
the first time it was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
totally reinvented it.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I think I like the old ones, but I just feel the same way about almost every old movie where I'm like, the special effects just can't be as good by virtue of like the time that it's from. And I mean, the performances are great, obviously, like Sean Connery and Roger Moore, both great as Bond in their own ways. And
yeah, for sure.
But I was saying to Kat the other day that it's weird to feel like I have a James Bond.
Who's your boy?
Daniel Craig. I think he will always be my James Bond.
I love him.
I think the, you know, that thing where people got mad when they cast Roger Moore. They're like, he's not my James Bond or whatever. Like, that was never something I cared about before.
Right. Ian Fleming wanted originally.
Was Roger Connery? Moore. Oh, Roger Moore. Moore. Interesting.
Yeah.
But now if they cast somebody like really stupid after Daniel Craig, I'm going to be like, you're not my fucking James Bond.
I know. I do worry about that. Like, I'm pretty open-minded to that. Actually, I remember when they cast Daniel Craig, people were like,
there was a huge backlash.
James Bond?
Yeah.
Like, and I was unsure about it, even though like the later Pierce Brosnan ones were pretty bad.
Yeah. I think my mom loved Pierce Brosnan. Like,
I think a lot of moms love Pierce Brosnan.
Because she watched whatever show he was on.
Remington Steele?
Yes. Yeah. So she just loved him and thought he was perfect for the role because he's like, you know, debonair and this tall, dark, and handsome.
He was a hell of a 90s Bond, I think.
Absolutely. But he is a very 90s Bond.
Yeah.
And I think we were joking the other day that he has like JCPenney suits on and stuff.
He's like a 90s dad. Like, he literally drives BMWs like that Bond. Like, he's a dad who's like doing pretty good.
His suits are like, he just switched careers, so he's trying to be like a marketing intern,
right?
And so he's putting on suits on a budget.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly
how he comes across to me. And I think, like I said, GoldenEye is one of my favorite ones.
I think GoldenEye. He's
great in it, but it's very 90s. A lot of them feel very period specific, and I love that too.
Me too. And speak of the devil, Pierce Brosnan.
I feel like we didn't get to talk about Casino Royale basically at all, but
oh yeah, we can swing back to it. Are we going too fast?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, we can do this any way we want.
We can also get through this playlist and then continue talking about Bond for however long we want to.
All right, good. I like those rules. This is Sheryl Crow's Tomorrow Never Dies. And I love the song. I feel like I like the song more than the average bear. Like, the song is awesome. Like,
I love how guitar forward it is.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It's like strummy and like,
yeah,
or like the slow, like little finger picking sounding almost.
It has some of the thing that I love about the newest song, where it's very like minimalistic, but feels very Bond. And she has, I mean, I feel like people make fun of Sheryl Crow, and I would never like buy a Sheryl Crow album,
right?
But she has a very pleasant voice.
She
like
does.
It's very like,
she just had a lot of dumb radio hits, I think.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
like just stupid songs. But the song really does it for me. I think the song was written by Bono and The Edge.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, they recorded a K.D. Lang song called Surrender that was supposed to be the opening title song that I know people are upset wasn't the title song. Like, you can find it on YouTube. Like, they've replaced the song and stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff like that.
Did the Brosnan ones get worse with each movie?
I think so.
Yeah. I remember loving this movie when I first saw it. I think I saw it when it came out in theaters, and I was
this
like,
"This is my first one."
Yeah.
In theaters.
I think me too.
Yeah, which is really exciting.
I think because like the megalomaniac, stupid villain plots of like, I'll start World War III so I can make money on it as a newsman. I was not old enough to be like, that's insane and stupid.
Yeah,
like,
it's really dumb. I know, but as a kid, you're right. That was just like, I'm in, let's go.
And then, you know, I feel like I ranked things. The measuring stick I used to decide if a movie was good was like, does the bad guy die in a cool way?
You know five stars.
Yeah, exactly. And I forget what happened. Doesn't like a missile with like a propeller on it, like a torpedo?
Yeah, there's like drills on the front, kind of, or like saws, kind of. It's a torpedo that sinks subs,
right?
Like ships, or whatever. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, this one had. Nev Campbell? No, not Nev Campbell. Nev Campbell's Scream. Who am I thinking
of? No, it's Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher, thank you. I'm thinking that tonight.
I love the formula of there's
Nev
always
Campbell,
the first Bond girl that's like the kind of bad one.
Yes.
And then there's the ride or die
right.
Bond girl.
Every Pierce Brosnan one, the first Bond girl is either going to die or will be revealed to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's guaranteed in all those Pierce Brosnan ones. Yeah, those get pretty silly. The World Is Not Enough is decent.
That was another one where I just have like a soft spot in my heart for all the Pierce Brosnan ones, I think, because me and my dad always went to see those in theaters together when they came out.
Yeah, me too. We like still do, actually. I've seen the last like four with my dad again.
My dad doesn't live close, otherwise we would have done that. But I actually, now that I bring it up,
you can borrow my dad if you want.
I don't have the same memory of the Daniel Craig ones, seeing them with my dad the way that I do Pierce Brosnan. So maybe Pierce Brosnan is my Bond. I don't know.
Or maybe Pierce Brosnan is your dad.
Yeah, maybe. He's my dad who's doing pretty well and buys JCPenney suits.
That was like my dad in the 90s, I feel like. So they were Macy's.
This is Duran Duran, and I don't even have to look at it.
Yeah, Duran Duran. Yeah, it's the most Duran Duran sounding.
Is this the one where there's a villain named Dynamite or something like that?
The villain of this one's Max Zorin.
But he has like a henchman.
Mayday?
Mayday, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, Grace Jones.
I've seen Mayday. This one, but like forever ago.
It's insane. It's Roger Moore's last one. He's like super old. In the opening scene, he invents snowboarding. Before the song plays, like a henchman on like a snowmobile blows up, and he picks up the ski from the snowmobile, and like, because his skis are broken too, and he looks at this like this single ski, and then the scene just cuts. It starts playing California Girls, I think, by the Beach Boys. It's some Beach Boys song.
Wow.
While he invents snowboarding. It's insane.
He's like, this is notoriously bad, right? I feel like they did a How Did This Get Made about this movie.
They did do this movie on How Did This Get Made. It's insanely cheesy, but I really love this movie. It's
his ones fun. Are definitely the cheesiest ones, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be funny if that's the direction that they went. Yeah, for sure. It'd be funny if that was the direction they went with the next Bond, is like, do a modern Roger Moore to Daniel Craig's Sean Connery.
Oh man, that'd be insane. Yeah, really cheesy. There is somewhere between, like, somewhere tonally between Austin Powers and Roger Moore, which are not totally that far apart.
Yeah, no.
That might be the sweet spot. Yeah, I would love that. I would be really into seeing, like, a period piece Bond movie too.
I was reading, I think they were originally going to try to do that with Casino Royale.
Oh, cool.
And then, obviously, it didn't happen. But if they did that at some point, it'd be pretty cool.
It'd be weird because, like, Bond movies are very much, like, a reflection of what's going on in culture, I think. Like, they pull from whatever else is successful at the time, I think. Like, pretty openly. But even, like, with the newest cars and technology, it's kind of cool, like, to look back. So it'd be weird with going back to the 60s.
It would be funny, too. I feel like there'd be a lot of humor that you could draw from with gadgets that would have been cool by those standards, but by our standards are, like,
so lame.
Pieces of shit. Like,
yeah, it could be super fun. Especially watching, like, Mad Men and just picturing, like, a Bond movie set in, like, a Mad Men episode would be so cool.
Yeah, totally. Did you see Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No. So, actually, last night I was talking to Melinda about how I've been dying to watch this movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty good.
I heard it's pretty great.
It's kind of like that, though. It's like a Bond set in a period.
I'm going to prioritize it, try to watch it, like, this week. I love Henry Cavill, too.
It's a good cast, yeah.
That rules.
And I do love the dynamic of, like, you got a CIA agent and you've got a KGB agent and they have to work together, blah, blah, blah.
That is awesome. Yeah, speaking of CIA agent, I'm so pumped. Felix is back in the new movie.
Yeah.
Which I
love Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, me too. He rules so much. I feel like the world is, like, just realizing how awesome he is. He's been killing it for years, but, like, all of a sudden he's everywhere.
It's so such great casting that he's going to be Commissioner Gordon too.
I love that so much. It rules. All right, what's next?
This is the new one.
Oh, let's bring the new one. Do we already? Was this already our sixth song?
No, there's one more after this.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, man, I love the song.
I was blown away by it.
Me too.
I had heard a couple Billie Eilish songs, and, you know, I thought they were fine, but I was never, like, a big Billie Eilish person. And when the song started, it kind of feels like she has a little bit of a retro styling to her voice, kind of like Adele.
Yeah.
But for me, Adele's voice just goes down a little bit smoother. And so when this first started, I was like, can we bring back Adele?
Right.
But as the song goes on, I just feel like lyrically and melodically, it is so perfect for a Bond song, like the betrayal themes in it.
Yeah, I love that.
The lyrics are really strong. It feels so fucking Bond to me.
And I love the slow buildup. Like, mm-hmm. It starts so subtle and builds more and more, and it feels dramatic and powerful. I hate when Bond song lyrics are too on the nose. Like, it just can rub me the wrong way sometimes. Like, I hate that Writings on the Wall song. The orchestra, like the Sam Smith one for Spectre.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
The instrumental, like, orchestra stuff is really cool, but lyrically that song feels so dumb to me. I don't know, like, even Skyfall lyrically I don't love. Like, I think that song's great, but
I don't know what it means.
It's just like, yeah, like, I mean, and I think that's probably part of it, like the marketing of the movie, you needed to not know what Skyfall was.
True.
So it's just very vague, I think. I don't know. Let the sky fall, like, let it crumble. I don't know.
And So I guess back to this song, I feel like we don't know what this movie's going to be, but if I had to make an educated guess about what it is based on what we've seen in the trailers, I would say it's Bond finds out the girl that he ended up with in the last movie has betrayed him in some way,
mm-hmm.
but they're dealing with some kind of catastrophe, so he doesn't really have time to stop and, like, mourn whatever that betrayal is.
Right, or deal with it.
And so I think even watching that new trailer that they did with this song over it, that made the song work so well for me, where you see him, like, seeing that she's betrayed him in the trailer, and but he's being chased and like having to do all this action stuff, and he just doesn't have time to deal with it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for this movie.
But it's also like it, you could see this being the message from Bond's perspective, but also like almost every woman that he's ever
been
with in any movie too. So
I know,
just different angles to it.
That's the thing with Bond. Like, there's so many outdated aspects to Bond. Like, I think how the series has treated women mainly is like the outdated issue, but even like race and stuff, like it's becoming more inclusive now, I think. But I don't know. I'm curious to see what a 2020 Bond movie looks like.
Yeah, well, I was surprised rewatching GoldenEye. They address some of that a little bit. Like, they basically...
Oh, yeah,
he's still the Bond that you know, constantly womanizing and all that type of stuff. But at least they have characters that are like, you're a misogynist.
Right.
Piece of shit.
Judi Dench M rules so
much. Yeah, I love her.
She's so awesome.
That was a pretty cool thing that they did in the Craig movies where they... got rid of the female M. No, I'm kidding. Where they like made it seem like the movies you knew from the old days were after the M.
Yeah.
Judi Dench M days.
It's really interesting because they kind of reboot it, but then they were like, yeah, we'll recast everyone except M. Like, Judi Dench can come. Like, it's so weird, but it just works so well that. And she's great with Daniel Craig too.
I love, just to back up to a second to Casino Royale, because it just made me think of Judi Dench.
Yeah.
The scene that's all in black and white where Daniel Craig is killing his second confirmed kill or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're seeing in flashbacks how he killed the other person. Like, that's just such a cool scene.
That opening is so cool.
This is, maybe my favorite Bond song.
Yeah, if I were to rank them, this would be my number one, too. Which, in so many ways, it doesn't sound like a typical Bond song. So this is Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon. I love it so much. I love when the title of the song is not the same as the movie, but it works the title into it. It's one of my favorite things.
Me too. And it is so... This one, maybe more than any of the other ones on the list, is very much a Carly Simon song.
Yeah,
Duran's song is kind of that way, too, where it's definitely more a them song than a Bond song. But,
right.
I have a soft spot for this one because for some reason The Spy Who Loved Me was like the only Bond movie that I had on VHS. So I remember just
That's what it's all about
watching
it
over and over again. It's the one that I probably know the best because of that.
That one rolls. It's super good. DJ and I spent some time actually pairing up a different like cocktail with Bond movies for a while and would watch through them all. And we watched Spy Who Loved Me. I forget what we did for Cocktail, but there's a scene like, you know that whole battle at the end where they're like on whatever base and there's a bunch of like Navy dudes like,
yeah,
shoot. There's like this guy runs around a corner and gets shot by a machine gun. And it's like the most dramatic, like there's probably like a squib going off like under his shirt and he's just like twitching and like falling to the ground, clutching his chest and falls in the water. It's awesome. I think DJ posted it somewhere. Like, I'll define it for you.
Also, this song definitely about like fucking good.
Yeah, it's what I'm assuming. Something good. It rolls so much.
Or also maybe Nobody Does It Better Than Roger Moore.
I think that's probably true.
As Bond.
I read a story about someone around the time Roger Moore died. Someone like talked about meeting him at like an airport or on an airplane when he was a kid. I forget if it was an airplane or the airport, but he said he walked up to him and asked for his autograph and he was super shy and he signed it like Roger Moore to this kid and he went back and was like, mom, like he didn't write James Bond, like he wrote the wrong name. And the mom was like, well, go tell him. And he went up and said like, excuse me, like you didn't write James Bond, like, and but I know you're James Bond. And Roger Moore like looked around and told him like, shh, like be quiet, like Blofeld has men everywhere, like he can't know I'm here. Which is
that's
like
so great.
The cutest thing. He seems like the coolest guy. Love Roger Moore.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's a good guy in real life, but at least there aren't famous stories of him being like a wife beater. So
yeah, that's true.
That's
I know.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Sean Connery set the bar pretty low.
set the bar high as Bond, but then low as a human being.
Being a human. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's switch to our drinking game, unless you've got any other kind of honorable mentions you want to touch on.
I love Live and Let Die, the Paul McCartney song.
Yeah, that one's
great. It's so good. That could have easily been on my list, but I didn't want to dominate it with Roger Moore songs. Tina Turner's Goldeneye is awesome. Do you have a least favorite Bond song?
I think I might be with you on the Sam Smith one being my least favorite. I will say I prefer the classic lyrical Bond song to something that's just instrumental.
Yeah, I agree usually too.
But of the ones with words in it, I would say probably the Sam Smith one.
Yeah, that one and the Madonna
Die Another Day. Yeah, that one's bad.
It's insane.
I think we were talking about this the other day, that in so many ways, that movie is grappling with entering the 21st century and how to modernize Bond while it's still the most 90s Bond you could imagine.
So many wrong choices.
And yeah, so they have like a very like digitized Madonna song that doesn't really make sense in James Bond. They went way too sci-fi with the movie itself.
Yeah, an invisible car and an ice palace.
Yeah.
That one's pretty bad. I think I saw that one twice in theaters still when I was a freshman or a sophomore in high school when that came out, and would cry laugh at certain scenes with my friends. Like, this is insane.
I do think that's my least favorite Bond movie.
Me too. I think it's the worst. Like,
but I do. I am, now that you say that, it does kind of make me think it might be fun to go back and hate watch it.
It is super fun to watch. Like, that's the thing. Like, Casino Royale, I think, is the best Bond movie, but I don't know that it's the most fun to watch. Where like, Die Another Day, I think, is objectively the worst, but maybe not the most boring to watch. I don't know.
I'm dying to watch Casino Royale again. I've been. Kat has very little exposure to James Bond, which is crazy because she is just a giant fan of trashy action movies in general.
Oh man.
And I'm like, how do you not love James Bond? Like,
yeah, there's so many good
insane
ones.
So anyway, we started down the path with Goldeneye, and I'd love to try to rewatch all the Daniel Craig ones in the run up to the new movie.
Yeah, I would too. That would be awesome.
And then maybe do highlights from each of the actors or something like that.
Yeah. I think that,
especially because I've never seen the Lazenby one, so
yeah, it's great. It's definitely worth a watch.
All right, so shall we switch to our drinking game?
Yeah, can I crack a Heine for this too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm gonna crack a Red Stripe.
Cool,
if I may. All right, while you're getting that open, I'll explain this drinking game. I'm gonna give you.
It smells like shit. The Heineken.
Yeah, Heineken's not. Not really for me,
but... Smell up your head. Sorry to disrupt the flow of things, but...
Ooh, yeah, that smells really bad. I think the things that are worst for beer are light and air. And the reason most beer bottles are brown is to prevent light exposure. And so green bottles naturally will have more exposure. And so that's why... Heineken often tastes
Rolling Rock sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry, Heineken. But I have heard, we've heard from friends that fresh Heineken from Amsterdam, I don't know where it's from.
Yeah, Germany, Amsterdam? I don't know. Good
it
question.
Is actually good. Yeah. So, because it's fresh.
Yeah.
Theoretically. But who knows? Okay. Oof. So today's drinking game is called You're an Imposter. I'm going to give you like a fake title that corresponds to a James Bond title, and you have to figure out which movie I'm talking about.
Okay, fun.
Okay. So if, for example, if I were to say naysaying practitioner.
Dr. No.
Correct. All right.
Okay.
So you ready? Ready for your first real one?
Yeah.
Termination permit.
License to kill.
That's right. I'll take a drink.
Oh man, I'm really like putting my life on the line here because I have to drink this Heineken if I get it wrong.
Earth just won't do it.
The world is not enough.
That's right. Okay. If you die again, that's it.
You Only Live Twice.
Yeah. My Secret Agent Admirer.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
That's right. Yeah. If you say that word one more time.
Never Say Never Again.
That's right. Yeah.
An unofficial Bond movie.
Sincerely, Dimitri.
Sincerely, From Russia With Love.
That's right. Yeah. Gilded Peeper.
Gold Member.
No, actually, take a drink. It's GoldenEye.
Oh, GoldenEye. Hey, come on. That's pretty good for Gold Member.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Can we do something about these space leaves?
A Moonraker. Oh, I love that.
Those dick pics I sent were private.
Oh, God. Oh, For Your Eyes Only.
That's right, yeah. I only have bad ones from here on out.
I love it.
Majestic Gambling Establishment.
Casino Royale.
Yeah, that's right.
This game's fun. You just chug a Red Stripe.
And Chicken Little.
Chicken Little? I don't know. Chicken Little is...
What's his famous saying?
Bond James Bond?
No, Chicken Little's famous saying.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen Chicken Little or been exposed to him in forever.
All right, well...
Oh, Skyfall.
There you go.
The sky is falling, yeah. Right? Oh, okay. Chicken Little.
That was the last one. Thanks for getting me drunk.
They should have called Skyfall Chicken Little.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue. James Bond, Chicken Little.
Well, that would have been like... Well, no, that one was Skyfall, like 2012, maybe?
Yeah.
That Chicken Little movie
weird.
Was like 2005.
It's crazy. I feel like... it's kind of surprising that they don't churn out these movies like every 2 years. I feel like they make
used to.
An insane amount of money. Yeah, the Pierce Brosnan Bond machine,
yeah,
I think was a lot more efficient. I don't know about efficient. Maybe it's just more quality over quantity with the Daniel Craig movies.
The Sean Connery ones were like every year for a while.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, that's everything for today. You have any other thoughts on Bond songs, on any of these beers we've been drinking?
Heineken sucks. I hate... Well, I think this is just...
Can I taste it? I am just...
I would love it if you did. I've never tasted a beer that actually smelled like skunk.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's insane.
That is so gross. I don't think I've drank it since I didn't think all beer was gross. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was a... When I first started drinking beer, I hated all of it, and I could only get down, like, Coors Light, because it was...
Water.
Inoffensive. Like, yeah. But, and so I was like, yeah, what's the difference between Heineken and Coors Light and all these things? That... I feel like that's worse than any other Heineken I've ever had, though.
Same. Yeah, I've had Heineken that's fine before.
Oof. That is rough.
Yeah.
It literally tastes like a skunk.
Yeah, it does.
This episode brought to you by Heineken.
Take a gamble.
All right. Well, on that note, maybe we'll sign off. And to everybody listening, here's to you.
Cheers. Say live and let die.